Paul Kelly has been covering politics since the 70s. He's editor-at-large at News Corporation's The Australian newspaper. He joins me live now from Parliament House in Canberra. Paul Kelly, today the Prime Minister hit out at those people he said were outside the Parliament who've sought to bully and intimidate those in his party room to bring on a change of the leadership. Who do you think are the bullies he was referring to?
Well, Malcolm Turnbull didn't identify that, but those comments reflect a long tradition of political leaders and prime ministers when they're under pressure and often when they're about to lose their job. I think it's important we understand the central issue here. This is a government that's broken. The Turnbull government now has broken apart. This, I believe, is the most profound crisis the Liberal Party's faced since Sir Robert Menzies formed the party in the 1940s. I think this is a much more serious split in a governing party than what we saw in the former Labor government with Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. So while we live in a more aggressive media age, a more assertive media age, there's no question about that, we're all fully aware of that, I think we do need to focus on what is the central issue, and that is a government in crisis and a Liberal Party undergoing a profound crisis.
Channel 9's political editor Chris Yuleman named the bullies as members of your own news organisation, The Australian, The Daily Telegraph and Sky News Australia, as well as some commentators at 2GB, Alan Jones and Ray Hadley. He said they had waged a war against Malcolm Turnbull.
Well, that's Chris Yuleman's view. I mean, as I said, there's been...
You don't agree with him?
Well, there's been very aggressive commentary by a number of commentators in what is a far more assertive media age. There's no question about that. The point I'd make about Malcolm Turnbull since he's been Prime Minister in terms of media coverage is he's been criticised to a significant extent by the left, particularly in terms of allegedly selling out on a number of issues. And then, of course, he's been more aggressively criticised from the right, from a number of commentators who are identified with the conservative side of politics and who were extremely disappointed to see a Turnbull replace Tony Abbott. But it's no surprise when you have a political party and a government changing leaders that you're going to see this reflected in a very assertive media coverage.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when Julia Gillard deposed Kevin Rudd, News Corporation went very hard against Julia Gillard. Indeed, so did Alan Jones. And we've seen a similar thing this time around. I want to take you specifically to what Chris Yuleman described as Sky After Dark, that is, the commentators who come on Sky in prime time, the likes of Peter Credlin, Andrew Bolt, Paul Murray and so on. He said Sky After Dark has turned Liberal National voters into One Nation voters. Indeed, Andrew Bolt himself today admitted that he had been lobbying to shift Liberal Party members further to the right. How much influence have those particular media players had on the events we're seeing this week?
Well, I think that those media commentators have certainly had an influence when it comes to the Conservative base vote. And that's been clearly a problem for Malcolm Turnbull. But I just make the point, those people haven't caused this crisis. And to actually claim that they have caused the crisis is false. When Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister 3 years ago, there was a groundswell of support for him. I think there was a sense of hope and confidence that he would be able to govern effectively. Now, at the end of the day, the responsibility here rests with the Prime Minister, with those people who've got the power. Sometimes the media coverage is fair, sometimes the media coverage is not fair. But the real responsibility rests with the Prime Minister. He's got the power. He calls the shots. He determines the policies.
Rupert Murdoch has been in town this month. What has he told you and your colleagues about who he wants the Australian newspaper and the Telegraph for that matter, the Herald Sun? Who does he want you all to support in this leadership contest?
Well, Rupert Murdoch said nothing at all to me about who he wants to have supported in this contest. And the point I would make to you about the Australian is the Australian over the last few years has supported Malcolm Turnbull in most of his major policy announcements and commitments. Now, that's just a fact. The paper has expressed a wide variety of views about the Turnbull government because we've had different commentators saying different things. And we've been very critical of Turnbull's political defects while being most of the time pretty supportive of Turnbull's policies.
Paul Kelly, editor-at-large at News Corporation's Australian newspaper, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Emma.